Walt. It is a Starship Rokon Show with Anna DeBlancis right here on 720 WGN. Coming up on the program here, as Wendy said, she'll be at 6 o'clock tonight. She'll be at the Builder Supply Outlet just 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Mall on 22nd Street.
Do you have to drive to the Oakbrook Shopping Mall first and then go 5 miles?
Turn east and drive 5 miles. Now, we also have Bill Curtis will be here too, and the only reason he's coming on the show is because he supports my position completely on the Lucas Museum.
And that's the only position we allow on the show, right?
It's only my thoughts. That is correct. Mm-hmm. Pat Brady, long-suffering head of the Illinois Republican Party, is in the studio with us right now. We want to talk about Donald Trump going up on Capitol Hill. Now, this is interesting because you find yourself in kind of a fascinating position, Pat, because You're a lifelong regular Republican. You led the party here in Illinois. You've probably voted for Republicans in almost every election that you've voted in. And yet you're a guy, I think, not dissimilar from me, that thinks that Donald Trump seems like not exactly the right tempered guy, at the very least of the issues, to sit there with his finger on the button. Now, I think on Capitol Hill, that's probably the biggest concern is his temperament. Right? Because policy is flexible.
I don't know. That's why I think the meeting with Paul Ryan today was about policy. And if you look at Trump's policies, he's way out of line with Republicans. And particularly Paul Ryan, who's a serious policy guy.
Right. But I think that they believe that all of his policy positions are negotiable. Because remember when he came out in July and August of last year when you were telling me, there's not a chance with this guy. He came out, you know, super conservative about things, then all of a sudden had to moderate, and then they would ask him about his actual record and things, and then he would say, well, no, I actually believe in this. And he was sort of learning the character of Donald Trump, the candidate, while he was being Donald Trump, the candidate. So that's why he ended up with a lot of diametrically opposed policy positions. Yes?
Maybe. But not conservative policy positions. He is not a free trader, which is right. The hallmark of the Republican Party. He's not strong on national defense, which is the hallmark of the party. His tax policy is not the policy typically of Republicans. He wants to give Japan nuclear weapons, which is not something that the Republicans typically agree with.
How much time do we have for Pat to answer this question?
I can go down the list of
all
things.
All right, Pat, we get it. Thanks. Thanks. Thanks very much. And yet Paul Ryan emerges from that meeting and calls him warm and genuine. Is that, first of all, those aren't the words that you would really use to describe Donald Trump, I would think, in any setting, but is he just trying? Does that show that he's trying to unify?
You know, I was married to a Wisconsin lady for 20 years, and that's called Wisconsin nice.
they try to make
the best of everything, and Paul Ryan's a very nice guy, and he's from Wisconsin, so I'm sure he's mustering up the best words he can.
Okay. Warm and genuine, Ro. That's Trump
now,
for you.
Now, Reince Priebus, who...
Reince.
Whatever.
whatever,
a spelling. The Reince Priebus, who came up with Paul Ryan, essentially, right? In terms of Wisconsin politics.
If we had moved our border a latitude degree north, we would have had Scott Walker, Paul Ryan, and Reince Priebus in Illinois.
Right, because these are all guys from the Illinois-Wisconsin border.
Yep.
So I could see that all their logic has been imported from here.
Yeah.
The FIB is here. I guess the question that was posed to him was, you know, how was it? Well, I can't really say. I don't want to really say. I don't want to give anything away about detail. But it was a great meeting, and everybody got along nicely, and that's basically all he said.
Reince is a dear friend, and he is also Wisconsin nice, and he's not going to come out and say anything. But you know what he does?
What do you think actually happened in there then?
I think Trump probably got in there and talked and everybody listened. But I think it was a good move by Paul Ryan to say, hey, you know what? The smart wing of the party hasn't all accepted all your nonsense yet. So you're going to play ball with all of us. That meeting was the cult of personality versus policy. And you had the RNC chairman there moderating. And so
Do you think Paul Ryan gave it to him?
No.
Think he was honest with him?
Nope. I'm sure he was honest with him, but I'm sure he didn't give it to him. I'm not sure if that's in his personality, but let him talk. But, you know, we're going to have, he didn't come out and endorse him.
Now, I found this to be very interesting. Do we have hold on. Let me look at the statement that they did, a joint statement.
Yeah, I watched it.
In which they talked about, they released it on paper, and they said, and basically, I'll paraphrase here, that it was a great meeting, and we plan to work together to defeat Hillary Clinton and blah, 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 blah.
I think they
blah,
wrote
blah,
that
blah,
before
blah.
The meeting.
I think they did, too.
That was the theory. I was watching CNN's coverage of it, and that was the theory of the CNN operatives who had been, you know, worked in these kinds of things before. And they said, and this is interesting, because you've done this exact thing before, that they write three different releases.
Sure.
One that's sort of, it was great, we're all getting along, I'm with you, woohoo!
Or I'm endorsing you, too. Right. Could have been one of them.
One where this was a very great meeting, we'll have more meetings, and it was all sort of like a let's not tee anybody off. And then, unfortunately, the two sides can't come to an agreement on this, and we're going to just agree to disagree and go our separate ways.
You know, but that meeting, though, I think had pretty low expectations of anything. So they probably did draft the three, but I couldn't imagine Paul Ryan come out and say, yeah, I endorse him now. I think he's really trying to hold out for the smart wing of the party and stand to the principles that the party cares about versus the Trump cult.
But are there enough people, there are enough votes and power in that wing to make that work?
Yeah, but even beyond that, politically, why would he fold under right now? Mm-hmm. I mean, he looks right now pretty good,
Paul Ryan
measured, yeah. But strong, yeah. And that's what we're going to be looking for when Trump loses and we got to pick somebody in 20.
His kids came out and said, well, we really don't need the GOP establishment behind
him. Well, good, because they didn't vote in the primary, so that works perfect.
I'm just saying, do they? I guess is the question. Well, is that sort of an arrogant thing, or do they?
No.
Is it true?
An arrogant thing from a Trump? I cannot imagine that. Anna, take that back.
Is it, okay, is it
no, his theory is
expected
this.
Arrogance?
His theory is this. He can pick off enough of the voters he's got and pick off some of the Bernie voters, so he doesn't need people like me. Mm-hmm. He wants to get, that's the coalition he thinks he can get. Because he's the angry white guys, the Bernie folks, the free trade, people that are against free trade.
Hillary Clinton's campaign, did you see, came out today and said, hey, we're going to start hitting hard with the negative ads. And they already started. They said that we want to remind everyone what Trump has said, all these insults he's waged against absolutely everybody. And I just wondered, you know, Trump is like the insult guy in chief. He's better at it than anybody. And is it wise to start a negative this early and presumably continue because he'll fire counterattacks? If you think about what happened in the primary, it made his polls go up every time these super PACs spent millions of dollars on what a bad guy he is.
I think if you do it effectively, and Roe, you could probably pull it off. Maybe I could too, but Hillary can't. She's just not that good at it. So it's got to be somebody else, and maybe it is through ads. But I thought all along that somebody needed to really hit him hard on the bankruptcies, the behavior in New York, all the stuff that kind of goes against Republicanism. But now, you know, when you make a decision, this guy's going to be president of the United States, I would hit him all day long.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think that she's there's just too much water under her bridge, too, right? I mean, we just know too much about her. We know too much about him. A lot of that is, as they like to say, baked in the cake.
And she can't deliver it either. She is not good at delivering the zinger like that. It doesn't come off right.
No. And, you know, I mean, the thing is that I don't.
You got to be a true smart aleck to do that, Ro. I know you.
Yeah, and she's not. I know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know anybody like that.
Let's think.
Pat.
Is there anyone think of together?
All right.
Someone in this room, maybe.
Violetta.
I'm not a smart aleck.
They're talking about you. Would you do the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots? We'll come back and we'll respond to that directly with Pat Brady, former long-suffering head of the Republican Party in the state of Illinois.
Get the stories that make the city with unlimited digital access to award-winning Chicago Tribune News. Become a member today, chicagotribune.com.
All right, we're talking to Pat Brady, long-suffering head of the Republican National, the Illinois Republican Party. Well, this close to Republican National Committee. And let's just say that it was a very interesting day up on Capitol Hill. I think, I'm telling you, Donald Trump obviously going to be the candidate here. He's going to get to that 1237. He's within striking. He's within 100.
Oh, it's done. Yeah, he's going to be the nominee.
Yeah. So it's not going to be a contested convention. I think on the other side, what is fascinating to me, we were just talking about Hillary Clinton right before the break. What is fascinating to me is that, you know, Hillary Clinton cannot put away Bernie Sanders, mm-hmm. who it's you might as well, if Karl Marx were running in these primaries, be saying the same things. It would be essentially, you know, the same, and they're about the same age, Karl Marx and Bernie Sanders. Yeah. So, I mean, it's weird that she can't put him away. So it gives me great pause about how she is going to fare against him, especially in these key states.
No, well, remember, it's Electoral College, and right now it's 347 or something, 191 they have it. She has 347. Trump has about 191.
But it's close in Pennsylvania. It's close in Ohio. It's
no,
close
yeah,
in
I looked at the, you know, you got to look at the raw vote totals, which I spent a couple hours doing last night. I think it's a myth that it's going to be, I think it'll end up being a blowout electorally. But she's not a very good candidate. And there's so many questions on her, particularly on her judgment. I mean, he could pull it off, pulling those people that are supporting Bernie right now, like I said before, that might come over. But right now, she's got such a built-in electoral advantage.
Explain that to us, Pat, because I saw the national polls also said that he is slightly ahead 1 point within the margin of error, and then the polls Roe is talking about in the swing states. None of that matters, you're saying, because the Electoral College?
No,
is...
it matters, but we're so far away from the election.
Well, it's far away.
Way far away. They still have their primary. Trump's had his moment where when you get the nomination, typically everybody, your poll numbers do shoot up, even though he gave a terrible speech when he actually won the nomination, or pretty much had won it last week. But it's Electoral College, and you got to look at the electoral map, and what is he going to flip that would make any different? Florida, Ohio, I don't know.
Good.
He could. Ohio's dead even, but I don't think he does.
Well, because what you're doing, what Pat's doing is looking at the vote totals of the number of votes that Hillary Clinton is getting versus Donald Trump.
No, but I'm looking at this. It's not that's part of it, but that's not all of it. Like Trump says, I'm going to win New York. Well, you're not going to win New York. He got fewer votes in New York than he did in Illinois. He only got 500,000 votes, and Hillary had, I think, 1.5 million total out of 2 million cast. Mm. So you got to look at that. But the reality is, do you really think that he's going to win a state with like Nevada with a lot of Hispanics in it? No. Colorado? No. He's not going to win Wisconsin. He's not going to win Iowa. So he's Ohio, maybe. Florida, maybe. Pennsylvania, I don't know. If you look at the raw numbers. So there's some great articles on it out today, actually, about the Electoral College. You know, I've been wrong all the way, so maybe I'm wrong here, but she starts out with any candidate that was running against any Democrat starts out with a built-in advantage just because of the electoral map.
All right, well.
Now, if I'm wrong again,
this is from the lips of a man who a year ago almost said to me, Don't worry about it.
This is fizzling out.
Are you kidding me?
this is nothing.
No, John Kasich's the guy. What are you talking? You're going to be fine.
You don't have to be smart to be Miro. We've already established that.
Smart Alec, right. We've already established that Violetta's a smart Alec. All right. Thank you, Pat.
Thanks, see you guys.
Really excellent news here on this part. But you know what? We're only about a month away. Well, I guess we're 2 months away now, right? 2 months away from going to Cleveland and watching that whole thing happen live before our very eyes.
I'll be on the floor. I might get one of those like monkey cams like Letterman used to have. Remember that you put it on his head?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Just walk around. Yeah, remember Dan Rather used to have the big antenna on his headset? Like they'd wear the backpack with the big antenna on it?
You have got to give me a list of like 40 questions to ask.
Oh,
I'll just walk around and ask questions. We'll get some good.
Oh,
I have a four pass. I'll be down there. I'll be asking.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we'll go. Yeah. We'll do some questions. Yeah. We'll do,
you two together. Yeah. Dangerous.
Yeah. So I'll be down there talking to the
delegates.
I'll
be with my little monkey cam on my headphone.
Right. What the blank are you thinking? Basically what I'm going to say. Hey, you know, right before we let you go, you know, this delegate thing that has happened with the white supremacist delegate and white nationalist delegate in California for Donald Trump, appears that there's a few other states with that. That they weren't checking on.
Yeah, there's an article in CNN.com today about the people that don't want to be delegates anymore. So a lot of these, we have no idea who the Trump delegates are here. We're the state convention's next weekend.
But there's people who, like the Kasich delegates and the Rubio delegates and the Cruz delegates are saying, I don't know if I want to go, right?
I'm going. How'd you get a floor pass?
Yeah, none of your damn business.
Who are you asking?
Yeah, who's asking?
Who's asking?
Right, I got it from Ivanka Trump. She gave it to me personally.